Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Okay, welcome to a Friday edition of the podcast. Today we're going to talk about a little bit about the Aquaman movie and Smallville. So James Wan is out doing press for, he directed the pilot for MacGyver, which I think comes out soon. And he's, of course, directing the Aquaman film. And he had an interview with Collider and talked about a little bit about how the world he's building for the movie and how that's all going. It says, his direct quote is, "They're giving me a lot of leeway to create and craft my story, and it's been a blast working with Geoff Johns to craft the story in the world and seeing how it all ties back into what Zack Snyder is doing as well." So that's just showing us again that each movie is going to be different. With having different directors, they're all going to get to put their unique take on it. So what do you think about that quote that James Wan said?
Yeah, like you said, it makes sense. It goes right along with what DC has been doing, with doing a different kind of movie for everybody. And I think it's great, too, because Aquaman's a perfect character for them to do something different with, because there's not a huge, like, mental image that everybody has in their mind of, this is Aquaman, and if he doesn't do this, he's not Aquaman. So I'm sure,
right? No, but people have fewer preconceived notions about Aquaman than Batman or Superman,
right? So that leaves a lot of, like you said, a lot of leeway to do his own thing with him, to make it its own kind of thing. So I'm excited to see what he does with it. It is kind of weird that he, like, has done all these horror movies, and now he's doing Aquaman, so I'm sure it's going to be pretty dark. And, like, Aquaman could be terrifying, like, and he's probably going to make it do that way, so.
Yeah, so he's also done, you know, action with Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah.
So he certainly knows how to handle a big budget, and really he's been successful with any type of movie that he's created. So I'm pretty confident in what he's going to do. And yeah, he said he's going to bring some of his horror element, which, if you've read some of the, like, New 52 Aquaman, it's crazy to think what's down there. You know, Aquaman has seen everything underwater, which we can't even imagine to see what's down there. So I'm wondering if he's going to have, like, the Trench, which are just monstrous sea creatures. And you can definitely incorporate some horror aspects into Aquaman. It's made right for it.
Yeah, definitely. And Jason Momoa is, I mean, he's a big, scary looking dude, so they're gonna be able to make him make him be pretty scary to whatever villain he's gonna be up against. So
yeah, I haven't heard any jokes about Aquaman in a while.
No
And you used to hear a lot about him, so just casting Jason Momoa has earned a lot of respect. And, you know, since the 90s and earlier, even, Aquaman's been a pretty serious character in the comics, and Geoff Johns has written a lot for him recently. And Johns and Wan are actually writing the script, or they're writing the story, and Will Beal is writing the script. So I think definitely we're going to see a pretty cool take on Aquaman.
Yeah. And I wonder, do you think they're going to set up something in Justice League? Because he said he wants to tie back into what Snyder is doing. So do you think it's gonna be set up for his movie, or is it going to be another thing where it's not?
I'm not expecting any specific, like, plots to be carry over, although it might, because, you know, I think Mira and Vulko are both supposed to be in Justice League, and they're Aquaman, important characters for Aquaman. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly possible. I'm really interested to see what they do with, like, Aquaman and the Flash, because they're going to have a major role in Justice League, and then they get their solo movies, which normally you would think, well, we need to see their origin. So maybe we'll see some flashbacks to that, but I don't know. I'm excited to see. I think when we get to a solo movie, he's going to be Aquaman, and we might see some flashbacks of his history. Mm-hmm. And I hope we do, but I think it's going to be a post Justice League story.
Yeah. And we still got a year and year and 9 months or so till the movie actually comes out. So,
sure, right, a lot scheduled for July of 2018, yeah. But they might start pre-production by the end of this year or early next year.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, well, moving on to our second story for today. Just announced that Smallville, all 10 seasons are going to be coming to Hulu. We knew it was coming to Hulu, but they just announced that it's coming out October 1st, which is really soon here. So that's exciting. I love Smallville. So being able to go back and watch them all again, I'll probably start on them when they get on Hulu.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's been, 5.5 years almost since the show ended? Yep. And it hasn't been on, you know, Netflix, Hulu, anything. And so finally it is. And that's exciting. You know, obviously it'll be easier for us to rewatch them. But I'm also excited for it to go to new generations of fans who weren't able to see it when it was on live and don't want to go back and buy 10 seasons of DVDs, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, and Smallville started before the real big superhero explosion of popularity happened. So like you said, there's a lot of people that haven't watched it, that don't know about it. And so if they can make it through some of the first episodes of the first season that are a little iffy, they're in for a great storyline and great show.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how people react to it who have seen shows like Arrow and The Flash and then go back to watch Smallville, because it's completely different, because it was done at a time when superhero shows were not, you know, there wasn't a dozen of them airing. It was pretty much the only one for its 10 years it was on.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to see how people react to it.
All right. Well, I think that's all the news we have for today.
Thanks for listening. And make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.